Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Shades of Spirit. Every time that intro comes in, Spirit Walker Nicole shakes her head because it was just like an off the cuff. Well, if it ain't fun, we're done.
That stuck.
Man. That absolute stuck. So sometimes in the morning, you know, she hears her voice say that and she's like, oh my lordy. So welcome. We are really excited today, guys, because we're going to be talking about the Ouija board, AKA talking board, spirit board. I love it. You can see I've got all of my garb out. We are ready because it's paranormal month. Why not talk about this topic this month?
I'm super excited about it. I've done a lot of research on this. I geeked out a little bit. I know really weird things about this board that I'm going to share with you today. But unfortunately, our scheduled guest had a family emergency and can't join us today. But Jamie, as you know, we're learning. That's what happens when you have a live show. We just have to roll with it and the show must go on. And that's okay because I think it's a fun show. But before we jump into Ouija boards, and I can't wait to, tell the people about our October specials and how they can book with us.
Absolutely. Okay. So you all are, you know, hearing more and more, and we're starting to put more out there about my new show, Eye of Soul Radio, that's going to start next month. I actually will be on Dr. Pat's show this coming Wednesday at 11 a.m. So tune in to Transformation Talk Radio for that, where we're actually going to discuss the show. What is my idea, the concept of it? Where do I want to take it? It's going to be a little bit different than where we're at now. And in celebration of that, I'm doing an $88 special for a 1 hour reading for the month of October. Now, you could do an $88 private reading with just myself, or for $150, you can book with Spirit Walker Nicole and myself, which is still a $26 saving for an hour reading. Also, we have our Release and Intentions workshop coming up this coming Saturday, and that is going to be a place where we get together. We talk about releasing energy, being able to move into 2021 in a higher vibration, which is why the topic is archangels. So Spirit Walker Nicole and our intern LaShawn are going to be doing some in-depth discussions on certain archangels that we can call on to finish off 2020 and move in a positive light for 2021. And I also have two spots open for my Reiki 1 class this coming Saturday as well. It is at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and will end about 3 o'clock, because my guides keep talking about how we need more healers. We need to be able to heal the world, heal ourselves, heal animals, heal the universe with the plants. And we're able to do that as a collective. And so I've been offering more and more of that training as well. I am a Reiki master to boot. So what's going on now, Spirit Walker Nicole?
Damn, we're busy. We're everywhere.
We are everywhere all the time. All right, so let's go. Let's get into this. I'm excited.
Cool. So the Ouija board. So it dates back all the way into the 1880s. And Jamie, remember last week when we were talking about the Fox sisters and how physical mediumship sort of gave rise to the spiritualist movement? Well, the Ouija board was kind of born in that same time period. If you think about it, the Civil War was ending and people were looking for answers. During that time, everyone, and I mean everyone, seemed to know someone who had passed as a result of the war, and they wanted that connection, you know, that message, that final goodbye. And these talking boards started popping up in spiritualist camps. And what was funny is the interesting fact is that people wanted a faster way to communicate with those who have passed. And that's why the Ouija board was becoming so popular, because mm-hmm. as opposed to like waiting for the knocks and the raps that the Fox sisters introduced, people wanted it faster. And it's the same today. Like, you know, your cell phone is never fast enough. We need 5G. We need 6G. I don't know if that's a thing, but we need it. People want things faster and they don't like waiting. And I found that interesting.
It's true though. I mean, if you think about it, we want it now.
Yeah.
Kids want it now, right? And what happened to those days where even where we had a pager, right? I mean, that evolution was just so not even in our forefront of our mind back then. But to have the interest and have the Fox sisters coming out and some of these other spiritualists who were coming out with different unique ways for physical mediumship to work, like we talked about last week. So if you missed that, go back and listen to it. We want to be able to just sit down and do it. Right. And so they were able to capitalize on this new tool, if you will, for connecting, for divining. So the original Ouija board, which is pretty funny, in the advertisements, they started appearing in about 1891 around the country and were priced at, get this, guys, $1.95.
Which I bet was a kind of a lot back then.
I know.
If you think about it.
And for a game or a tool or a toy, however people were seeing it, $1.95, right? And today there are millions upon millions, if not more, of these talking boards out in circulation across the world.
Yeah. And if you think about it, I mean, if you go, these boards date back into the 1800s, it stands to reason that, I mean, there's still, you can still walk in almost anywhere, jump on Amazon and get one of these. I even heard hundreds of millions. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they track those and things like that.
Sure, they do. They got their little checklists out there.
But these boards are everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I see them most, obviously, around October. That's when you start seeing the stories or hearing the, oh my God, this happened to me once with, I will never touch it again or whatever. We'll get into that a little bit later, but it absolutely is around.
This is a fun fact. I really enjoy this fun fact.
And that the term Ouija is, it's like the brand name. It's mm-hmm. just a brand. But it actually, there's a good story behind it. If you guys geek out as much as I do about it, you can go find where, but that term actually is reported to mean good luck. So it's like a good luck board. And I read that the first boards were made, this is what it said. The first boards were made from recycled wood taken from coffins. And I thought, oh, that's so creepy. Wow. And then I thought, wait a minute.
How does that happen?
Are they saying that like they're making coffins and the wood that is left over they're using? Or are they like implying that like they're digging up coffins to use the, I mean, and so it's just, it's weird because you hear those facts and you think that's awesome. And then you think, ew. And like but if you just accept it, oh, it's made from coffin wood. What does that even mean?
That just sounds scary.
It is.
That's intriguing to people, right? Nowadays, probably not so much, right? But back then, again, what do they do with their leftover wood from coffins, right? And now they're communicating with people that have passed, the dead. So yeah, the creep effect is right in there. The draw is right in there also.
But it just goes into the legend and mm-hmm. the mystifying oracle board. Yep. Like it's just, it's part of the story, which you either are fascinated by or repulsed by. And if you're repulsed, you're probably not listening to us today.
Or you're in fear.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to help change that mindset today as well. So as they're evolving this board, right, in about 1891, they decided that you couldn't get a patent. Right? It's hard to get a patent nowadays as well. But back then, they didn't allow you you had to have it work, right? So if it didn't work in front of the people that it needed to work in front of, you were back to the drawing board, right? So to obtain the patent, the makers of the Ouija board had to go down to the patent office, right? Can you just imagine everybody packing up their spirit boards or talking boards and be like, all right, we're going down to the patent office today and we're going to prove this just isn't a gimmick, that this really does work. We want a stamp of approval on here. So they take it down to the patent officer, right? And believing that the makers did not know his name, okay? So they didn't know his name, asked for a demonstration, asked the board to spell his name. All right, cool. And he was absolutely shocked when his request to provide his name worked. So right then and there, man, he got the stamp out, stamped that approval on that Ouija board, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But the plot thickens.
Yep.
So basically, what was cool about that is that the makers of the Ouija board, they were businessmen. They weren't to my knowledge, they weren't spiritualists. They weren't into, like, they wanted to make money, and they saw this working everywhere. That's why they wanted the patent on it. That's why they wanted to circulate it. They got lawyers involved. So one of the people that went down with the makers of the board was a lawyer. And it would stand to reason that he knew, he was prepared. He knew who he was going to be speaking with, mm-hmm. you know? And so that's why when that story comes out, it's like a lot of people are like, well, wait a second. He knew who he was talking to. So it's always part of that story, which I like. It's like, it adds to the legend, but it was reported though that that patent officer freaked out. Like, it scared him.
Would you not though? Yeah. I mean, if somebody's over there like, all right, let's see if this works. In his mind, he's thinking, I don't see how this is going to work. I need hardcore proof. And now all of a sudden they're putting their hands on that planchette and it starts moving to spell out his name. I would be taken back as well.
Yeah. He probably didn't know what hit him, you know, but it's just funny that, like, in those days you had to prove that worked. Okay, let's do it. Let's go. And then they did that. And, you know, so much money was on the line and mm-hmm. they weren't stupid. And following
the Fox sisters, being behind that transition, right? People were starting to see this as being something truthful, reliable, interesting, intriguing. So yeah, absolutely. They're going to be over there like, oh my goodness, this just happened, right? I can't believe that this just happened. So now what we're going to do when we get back from break is we're going to start talking about why were the boards even used, right? How did this come about? Why were they being used? You guys can catch us on Shades of Spirit LLC on Instagram and Facebook. And you can check out our website right now at shadesofspirit.com. But stay tuned, because in the next couple of weeks, we are rebranding, which we cannot wait to unveil. We got to do kind of a sneak peek at it yesterday. Absolute beautiful work. So thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for you and your team and putting in that time to kind of rebrand us. There might be some new banners coming out. Lots of really cool things coming up for Shades of Spirit here. But when we get back, let's talk about why were boards even used. And we'll see you after this break.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I was kind of digging Olivia's music today. Yeah, right? I was like, all right, I feel like I'm on vacation somewhere.
You know what I like about the Ouija board? I mean, just like in the preparation for it, it's because part of what like Shades of Spirit is about learning about all different types of things and finding people that are passionate about certain topics. But what I found is I didn't even know how interested I was in this until I started researching. And I mean, there is like, you know, our head schedule guest, Robert Murch, he is the founder of the Talking Board Historical Society. And I got on their website and I was watching their videos and things like that. And there's like this whole thing that I didn't know anything about. And I love that. I love learning new things about it, but how interesting the history is behind these boards. And it's not, you know, it's so easy to just go, oh yeah, I'm not interested in that. I don't want to know about it. But like there's, it's on movies, it's on TV, it's dates back to the Civil War, for God's sake. That is so cool. And even if you're not, if you need, even if you don't want to use one, knowing the history of it and the things, the stories that are attached with it, it's fascinating to me. But I'm a history person too, so I was into it.
Well, we love research.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's more to that story than what I had at a slumber party when I was 13.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And it's just like the development, how it's changed and how people try to, you know, tweak it. And it's so interesting. Also, you know, when I was doing my research, when you go back into those 1800s times, I found that it was quite common, these boards, because, you know, Hollywood hadn't told anybody that it was scary yet. So it was quite common to like to go to somebody's house and like the whole family had the board out and was just playing with it. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm like, can you imagine like cruising into somebody's house? It's like 1895 and you're like, hey, what's up? You know? And like, oh yeah, come play on our Ouija board. Like, what would you do?
That's fun because I have kids. So can you imagine like out of my game selection for the kids, here's Battleship, here's Monopoly. Oh, here's a card game. Or ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break out the Ouija board for dinner tonight. And we're all going to just divine and speak with grandma. I can't imagine like pulling this off your shelf. Right. And this is one of those, you know, original looking boards here that Hasbro, this is on the aisles with mixed in board games.
Yeah.
Checkers, Ouija board, Monopoly, anyone, right? I'm pretty sure that if I busted this out, even to this day, our friends and family would be like, what the hell are you people doing? Right? They would all just slowly back out the back door. Yeah. And that's a great way, folks, if you would like to have someone that you're not quite close with anymore, they're just driving you crazy to back out of your house, grab that Ouija board when you answer the door.
Oh yeah, you don't want to sit next to Uncle Bob at Thanksgiving. Here's your solution.
What's interesting about that is that we actually, with our Release Intentions workshops, have been doing these for years. And a couple years ago, had the whole house decorated for Halloween. Okay, one of my favorite holidays. And that's why Paranormal Month is so much fun for me, is because it all goes hand in hand. And I had this beautiful tray, like a serving tray, and it was a Ouija board, right? It had the alphabet and the numbers and the yes, no, but you use it to serve things on. So it wasn't like I was going to divine on it, though I probably could have. Maybe we should get that out. But I had it displayed along with the other stuff, and we all sit down, and there was probably 18, 20 of us to the circle. And all of a sudden, a good friend of ours, which I've gone to school since like first grade, like we go way back, and she's very into the stuff as well. But there is a sense of fear, underlining fear in a lot of the metaphysical world, paranormal, some of the spirit stuff. And she looked over and she looked at me and she looked over and she goes, we are not doing that tonight, right? I mean, she was so like,
you're like, you mean eat cookies?
Panicked. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to serve you a drink and a cookie on this later for snack time. But that was like when I could see the fear still within the last year or two behind even just the notion that we might be doing something freaky with this divining tool, right? And before Hollywood even told us this, that this was bad, that this was negative, that you're going to, you know, summon evil and all of those other things, they were using this, and they were using it without any of those issues, at least that we know of or recorded.
Yeah, it was something like that the whole family could gather around the table mm-hmm. and have a good time with and kind of just, I don't know.
I'm just going to carry this under my arm when I head to Thanksgiving this year and be like, all right, opening up.
Yeah, the day before Thanksgiving, carry that into Target and just like have your mask in the Ouija board. The aisles will clear. You can get your stuff.
Absolutely.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. But that is where that fear starts to resonate within us, is because of what we have seen out there in the modern day world.
Yeah. But you know, it's interesting though. I noticed that because I was looking at Ouija boards, sales and trends and things like that. And sales seem to go up when the world is in like a state of flux mm-hmm. or instability. So, you know, obviously they became popular post Civil War, and then sales like during World War One, the Great Depression, any sort of like economic instability, sales go up. And I think it's because people, when stuff like that, they turn to outside sources for answers. And that's right. Why. And I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with people being fearful because it's like the world's turning upside down. It would stand to reason that Ouija board sales are up now, like with the pandemic and people being stuck at home. That would be an interesting thing to know.
Absolutely.
Hasbro, are you listening? Can you let us know before the end of the show? Thanks.
Call us in, Hasbro.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And if you think about like the 1960s, right? So now we're going to fast forward a little bit in the timeline, right? So everybody's got these around the dinner table. We're in the late 1800s. We're having, you know, the patent approved on it. And now all of a sudden come the 1960s, the Catholic Church was not necessarily all about these boards anymore, right?
No, they sort of put the brakes on this, mm-hmm. you know, obviously the tumultuous 60s and all the things going on. I think some groups were trying to kind of get a grip on society and be like, okay, no, we're going to reel this in a little bit. And like you and I weren't around in the 60s, but if you talk to people that were, like you might hear stories that start with, oh yeah, I played that at a slumber party. Or yeah, my brother hid that on that board under his bed with his rock and roll records mm-hmm. or what. It became this taboo thing, not to the extent that it would the next decade, but in that it was sort of becoming a, we're not going to use those. And that's when, you know, the religious sort of sect started saying, no, these not cool.
Exactly. Religion can really dictate to us what is and what isn't acceptable in people's lives. We've seen this from as far back as we know in time until the current day, until the present day. I mean, that's where we're at, and the future, right? And so even today, I'll have clients that do readings, right? Parked in their car, or they might do it somewhere else, or, you know, and it's hard now because of COVID and the pandemic going on, but they'll make sure that they schedule it, you know, on their way home from work. They might tell somebody that, you know, that lives in the home with them, oh, I'm just going to go have dinner with a friend, and they're coming for a reading, because families still don't always believe in mediums or wouldn't understand the need for someone else to have a reading based on your religious background and what the belief systems are. And yet at the same time, they are opening up more. And I've definitely seen an increase in people who are now interested in the spiritual aspect of life, along with having their own faith, their own religious beliefs, which is very nice to see. But if you can imagine, you know, somebody still today wanting to kind of hide that interest and that belief within themselves, I can't imagine what was going on in the 60s when it was all of a sudden taboo for these boards. And then how did that trickle down to other religions and other people's, you know, views on this type of modality?
Yeah. And then it's just people, I guess they fear what they don't understand and they're curious about it, but I don't, like, sometimes they don't want people to know about their curiosity. And so I have that too, where people will come to me and they'll want a reading and we'll start it. And it takes a while for me to get their walls down and be like, hey, you know, it's going to be okay.
Breathe.
Yeah. It's just about explaining how the process works and how the messages. And a lot of the things at the end of the reading, they're like, I'm so glad I did this. I was so scared. Mm-hmm. I was scared that you were going to tell me something scary or something that I didn't want to know, or whatever it is. So it's just like, it's that curiosity.
Absolutely. You know, and it, sometimes it takes people a while to let down their walls because they're scared of something that we may say, or they're scared of what their spirit teams are seeing for them. I know that when I've opened up and used this board, I call in my spirit team and I call in for that reinforcement. And so being able to empower my clients to take in that knowledge and just be open, right? And allowing themselves to be in that space. Same kind of principle goes with something like the Ouija board. And we're going to get more into that after the break about that. We're going to get more on, you know, back on topic of, I can't wait to explain the instructions that came with the Ouija board, because you guys are going to just giggle if you have not been, if you've not opened up one and actually read the instructions, because it cracks me up. So when we get back from break, we'll start out with that. I also want to remind you guys that we teach intuitive and mediumship development classes. We do one-on-one classes right now, and from time to time we offer group ones. And it's a safe place for you to tune into our energy, and we tune into yours. We work with your spirit team, and we help you move back into alignment with the energy that you are meant to be traveling with and on during this path of your journey. And we get to kind of tune in. So if you have interest in the spirit realm, and you know, as growing up as a child, you could hear things and every so often see something out of the corner of your eye, and you want to start learning more about those, whether you want to be a psychic medium or you just want it for your own benefit, we do offer those classes and those workshops. So you can check us out on Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook or our Facebook page, shadesofspirit.com. And after we get back from this break, I'm going to read you some instructions on how we're going to use the Ouija board. We'll see you in just a few.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
The Coach Peggy Show. All things wellness with Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in live every first and third Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you settling? No more. Coach Peggy takes on all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness. The Coach Peggy Show is not afraid to be bold, badass, and it's never half in. For more information, visit allthingswellness.com.
Step into your highest potential and tune into embodying your higher self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Champaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Feeling like something is missing to achieve your sales goals? Elise Smith is helping ladypreneurs in reaching revenue goals and making the difference they were meant to make by increasing divine guidance in their business. She's created a Facebook group for any woman entrepreneur who believes in a higher power and would like to have support aligning their faith with their business. For more information on joining, search Faithful Ladypreneurs on Facebook or visit divinelydrivenresults.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Spirit Walker Nicole is on a good one today, folks. Yes, she is. We're not even going to say it.
Okay.
She's asking our producer about the language that we can use on the show. Because if you guys know us, this is very hard for us to keep ourselves in some sort of
contained
environment with what comes out. And so now we're learning that we really don't have to. So you all better watch out because it's going to be a whole new show. But now that we are back from break, let's get back on topic. So I want you guys to picture this.
Oh, wait, they can ask questions. If you have questions,
Oh, yeah.
Pop them into Facebook. We're going to try to answer them all before we go. But yeah, sometimes people don't love calling in and asking stuff. So if you happen to be in a safe place that you can type, type us some questions.
Today's a good day for typing questions. Yeah. Okay. So picture this, you know, you got this Ouija board, right? You're like, yeah, let's open it up. So you open up that plastic cover that's on it. Yeah, take off the lid of it, right? Woohoo! Now, of course, I don't have the instructions in this anymore because, well, that would be funny. Actually, they have a how to play on the back of it, okay? And how does it work as well? So on the back, you can actually get that. So you pull out your board, right? Got my board, got my planchette, ready to go. How do I play this game, right? So that's interesting. Now you're like, okay, well, let me find the instructions, right? All these board games have instructions, either on the box or supplied with them. So you pull out the instructions. You're like, all right, everybody listen up. I got the instructions to our game. Let's go. Now, these are purposely vague and leave a lot of room for interpretation, right? And that was the part that made this game fun. So listen to this. Got my instructions out. All right, Spirit Walker Nicole, let's sit down. Let's play the Ouija board game. Let's do this. Let's connect with the divine. Let's talk to my grandma. Here's the instructions. The Ouija is a great mystery, and we do not claim to give exact directions for its management. Neither do we claim and guarantee that with reasonable patience and judgment, it will more than satisfy your greatest expectations.
Those are the best instructions I have ever heard.
Could you imagine if they did that with Monopoly?
No, I know. But it's like they're saying, here's a bunch of random and mysterious shit. Figure it out on your own. You know, good luck.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Right? And even on the back of the box, it says how to play. Sit opposite your partner with the board between you and your fingers lightly touching the message indicator, also known as a planchette, right? One of you asks a question. Now concentrate very hard on the matter at hand and wait for the indicator to move and begin to reveal the answer through its message window, right? So I can just imagine people sitting there like, all right, I got my message window. Now that's why these have the hole, right? So you've got such window. I like to go off the tip, but you know, that's cool. Yep. Just keep your mouth shut, Spirit Walker Nicole. And then it also says, if nothing happens at first, try asking another question, right? And it'll tell you yes, no answers to questions. But that's all you get out of this divining tool. And yet this is probably the most feared board game you will ever come across.
Oh, hands down. Maybe absolutely. Jumanji?
Yeah. I don't know. Jumanji might, I will get the Ouija board out before I open up that Jumanji game that I just found on the sand on the beach. It's not happening for me. But yeah, so that's how that started, right? That's the instructions. And so people just started trying to
make their own rules. And, you know, even talking to even our producer, she's like, yo, I did it and I followed the rules. And I'm like, what rules did you follow? You know, where did you get these rules?
Right.
Because it's like people make them up as they go.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard other things like, oh, you can only do it in the dark with two candles lit. And it's just like, where is that even coming from? That's right. Where are you getting this? But it's because people left to their own devices will make up rules and okay, this is how we're going to do it. And yep. Then it gets interpreted different ways. And that kind of, and that's part of why I love it. I love it because it's like, just, it's all things. It's all these different things. And there's all these made up rules or there's not. And
that's how it goes with the spirit world though as well.
Yeah.
Right, guys? We have a caller. Do we want to take the caller before we move into Okay, Olivia, we will take the caller.
Okay. All right. And we have Dr. Pat Basile from Seattle. Dr. Pat,
oh, this is we take this caller. The boss.
You're on with Jamie and Nicole.
Hey.
Good morning.
Give me my Ouija board.
I can send you one for $49.95. I love this one right here, though. I absolutely love this particular Ouija board. Absolutely stunning.
First of all, I love you
They're
guys.
Not just those
really
generic ones. They're awesome.
Yeah,
doing. It really is art as well.
Yeah. How are you, Dr. Pat?
So, I'm excited for you guys. I mean, I'm excited, and I hope you don't mind the couple of changes I made on your website over the weekend. A lot of things going, and you know, here's the thing I want to ask you. Let me ask you this about the Ouija board, can I?
Yes.
Once upon a time, a witch friend of mine said to me, here's the deal, Basile, don't ask a question you don't want the answer to. And I thought, well, why would I ask a question I don't want the answer to? And I think this is a question for both of you, both Spirit Walker Nicole and you, Psychic Medium Jamie. Sometimes we ask questions that are not the question. And the Ouija board, in my experience, is so much smarter than a fifth grader. It's going to give you some, you know what, starts with an S that maybe you don't want. So how do you help people understand those messages? Now, I would imagine you put your gifts together and you look at what the Ouija board says. But sometimes you get an answer that isn't about the question you ask. What's been your experience with working with the big, I call it Ouija board. I'm sure that's not the way you say it.
Well, for me, I, you know, and even in doing research for this, one of the founders of the Talking Board Historical Society, Robert Murch, he says, he advises people, don't ask scary questions. If you don't ask scary questions, you won't get scary answers. And I really like that because it's about empowerment and it's about, you know, and we, you know, we don't pull this board out too much, just especially in a reading. I don't think we ever have. We do it for demonstrations.
People
but
be running out that door screaming.
Scared of it, yeah. And so when it comes to the questions, it's about being responsible, knowing who you're with, making sure that you guys are all on the same page, and not asking those questions.
This kind of goes hand in hand with one of our Facebook questions is, when using the Ouija board, sometimes even, like you said, Dr. Pat, you ask one question, but you're getting a different answer. Or what happens when you're getting a message and the letters are hard to decipher and you're like, okay, so I've got somebody writing out the words that are coming through, but I'm not quite sure what they mean. And it's about, you need to ask that direct question. For us, it's about opening up in a circle of protection, love, and light, and knowing that what's coming through is for our highest and best. Can something else come through and kind of mess with us? We've had that happen before, right?
And we don't believe everything the board
says. And
we
don't, because we rely on our energy as well. And like you said, for us, it's about using those mediumship gifts and connecting with what's coming through. We ended up shutting a session down because it started switching it. And switching the letters, and it wasn't asking our questions, and it was trying to spell something out to us to just kind of intimidate us, and we felt the energy in the room shift. And so what we tell our clients as well, when we're doing this in a group setting, an empowerment setting, teaching them about this tool, because that's all it is a piece of wood with the alphabet and numbers on it, a yes, no, and the word goodbye. Are we scared of a piece of wood and a piece of plastic? Only if we give it its power. So when we do that, we teach them. Feel the energy around you. Understand what's happening. If it's spelling out something that you're uneasy with, then you go ahead and you close it down. You push it over here.
Goodbye. It's the hang up.
To the goodbye, and then you call back in your spirit team. You call in some archangels. You clear the room. You wish everybody back for their highest and best, and you move on and out of that space.
It's like hitting the block or delete button on a troll. It's the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's the exact same thing.
Because people don't understand that they are empowered. Spirit does not have the power over us unless we allow it to happen through different aspects of it. And so we can feed into the fear, or we can feed into the stories that we heard, or not having all of the information, or just watching, you know, somebody else over here who might be thinking a different question. This is also something that happens. They'll think something else. Even though the group asked a question, maybe they're connecting with someone. And so they start answering someone else's question. It's being in control to know, where did that question come from? Who asked that question? Why are we getting this answer? And again, if you're not comfortable, shut it down.
This board, you know, like we said, only has the power that you give it.
Yep.
Like if you want, if something comes out of that board and you want to freak out and like run screaming from the room, that's your prerogative. But at the end of the day, it's like, whatever.
Yep.
Just hit goodbye and end the session.
And if then, you don't want the answers, don't ask the questions.
Absolutely.
That goes for mediumship readings. That goes for working with your pendulum. That goes for asking your oracle cards in the morning. If you don't want to hear it, don't ask the question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was watching some of the comments on Facebook by, I know it's LaShawn put it down here, expressing my opinion. I did Ouija board at P-Town up on the East Coast like a gazillion years ago, and I remember the answer I got. And I thought, I didn't know what I know now, and I certainly didn't know what you're sharing. And so one of the things that you said so important, in the end, we know, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Rock on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love her.
I love Dr. Pat.
I know. She's so fun.
She's called into our fun show today. I love
it.
All right, you guys. So we are going to wrap up this segment. We've got one more. We will, you know, we'll talk about why is this considered a board game? How to get rid of a Ouija board, right? There's been different ways that people suggest doing it. And what I want to get into is where the fear came from. Right? I want us to go back to 1973, and I want us to understand how the fear started to get instilled. Obviously, in the 1960s, through that Catholic religion, they started saying no, and then we started to evolve, and then the movies came out, guys. So it's about reconnecting on that as well. So check us out, Shades of Spirit LLC, on our Facebook page. We have some openings left for our Sacred Circle check-in. You get a mini reading. We talk about topics for our show, so much more. Those are only $25 and we only take 10 people. So November is filling up fast, and we will see you after this break.
Message delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, Psychic Medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? you, we created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All right, welcome back, you guys. I cannot believe, we were just talking about how fast this hour goes and how much information. We could talk about this for days and days and days. Mm-hmm. So don't be surprised when we have another episode on the Ouija board and we'll just continue this whole entire conversation because it is so interesting, so intriguing. We want to thank Dr. Pat for calling in and, you know, stealing the last segment. I mean, really, she just, you know, her question was really what we were going to talk about.
That's fine.
It's fine. But we do want to talk about a couple more things. And that is from our perspective, from our research, and just us watching movies, right? And growing up in the 70s and 80s, how they can impact our view on a piece of, is this even board? It could be plywood, right? Yeah. Right? This, some of it's plastic, some of it's wood, depends on where you've gotten your board from. Cardboard. And a plastic planchette, right? It slides around. So I want you to take us back to 1973.
Let's go back to 1973 and the release of a movie that would change the course of history for the Ouija board, mm-hmm. The Exorcist. You know, Jamie, how like some movies have the power to have like lasting impressions in people's minds, like Psycho, it was the shower scene.
Yeah.
Exorcist, Ouija board. Like this movie, like, this is how I think the Ouija board got a bad rap and Hollywood took it and just ran with it. Mm-hmm. But Ouija boards have been seen in so many TV shows and movies and since then, but it's always in like this sort of negative, taboo, scary thing.
It's nice to see though, that a lot of these TV shows and movies now are consulting people like Robert Murch, mm-hmm. because his extensive knowledge on this since, you know, the 90s really, mm-hmm. and the family that he was able to go back to and talk to and just doing all of that, they get a better understanding and an empowerment session with him as well on what this board is all about.
So listening to him talk about it is what made me so interested, because when you listen to people that are passionate about it, it makes you interested. And so just some of his interviews and videos are so good. And
he just captivates you. Yeah. So I actually met him on the USS Hornet at a Nick Groft event. And there were several other people there. And we got to actually do the tour with them. And they each had different rooms of the ship. And in the beginning, it's a meet and greet part. And to see people drawn to him and to hear him talk about empowerment over fear with this particular modality was very inspiring. Absolutely inspiring. Especially for me, because as a medium, I didn't touch this board until I was 40. Because I still had the fear going back to what I saw in 1973, right?
Yeah, and he's got thousands of boards. He takes them on planes. Can you freaking imagine walking by like, would you like some, like peanuts? And we're talking to, so, okay. Yeah, I just keep walking. Like, but that's so cool. That makes him so interesting because he doesn't care.
Exactly. And Hollywood makes it scary, you know? So, I mean, that's where it's at. So if you think about these type of things, people started burning their boards. Churches across the country condemned them. And there was an uproar about it. And, you know, I even had a board removed. So in answering that question, for me, honestly, what is the proper way to remove a board that you no longer want to use? It's like any other modality. It's like we had a client who had a pendulum that just did not resonate with her. And we ended up doing a trade for it. And we worked with that pendulum's energy. For the Ouija board, I was taught, so this actually happened. I was given one as like a birthday gift. And I was like, oh, I am never using this thing. So when I finally moved, someone else threw it away in the dumpster for me, because I was always told, don't throw away your own Ouija board or things are going to happen. And I believed it. So I didn't actually do it. How freaking crazy is that, that I gave my power over to this?
Yeah.
Right. And let the fear from that movie, and knowing that I already talked to spirits and communicate with them and that I'm empowered, I still held on to that.
But you can still, what's cool is with Robert Murch and his Talking Board Historical Society, TBHS, if you want, if you're interested in it, .com, they will take the boards off your hands. But what they do ask is that you write the story, and they're going to do like a whole like display or museum type thing with allegedly cursed boards and the stories behind them. And I'm like, that's so cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah. But it's about fear.
It is.
Empowerment and just... If you guys take nothing else away, like this is nothing, be responsible with it. Just like anything else, be responsible when you drive a car, you know, when you do anything else, just, you know, but don't be scared of a plastic board, you know, and know the people that you're with. And if you get bad vibes from them or whatever, don't play with them.
Absolutely.
This is a game.
This is just like when we're paranormal investigating, right? And we use all sorts of tools, which we're going to talk about next week, to catch EVPs, pendulums, dowsing rods, K2s, REM pods. I'm connecting with those people on the other side. And from time to time, we might get out a Ouija board with it just being, you know, us out somewhere to get those messages across. But also remember, sometimes the messages aren't going to come through clearly. So we did have a question about what happens if it starts spelling words that you're like, I don't know, this doesn't make any sense. Why is the E in front? And now we've got an R and an N in here. One time we did a test, and you could also do this as well. I know you're supposed to keep your fingers on the planchette, but if you stay connected and you have one person writing, this does work. Okay, it's really cool. This is coming from our own perspective, right? But I wrote down all the words that we were getting and the nonsense words that we were getting. And guess what? I decided that I wanted to see if all of the letters on my paper would make a sentence or make a message for us. So I spent another hour, and I'm not very good at those mixed up words where it says rain and it's on the kids' menu for a restaurant and they're over here trying to figure out what those mixed letters are, right? And so I took the time to get the message through. Now, we were actually connecting with a past family member, so we knew that energy coming in, but I, shit you not, we had miscellaneous letters throughout, and I had an entire page. I used all of the letters that made words for the message of the question that we were asking, down to initials of names that people would be called. It gives me the chills still. So sometimes don't think that those miscellaneous words are just spirit miscommunicating. Other times it is. Spirit is using that as a divining tool. So their energy is trying to help us manipulate this around, right? And so sometimes they do have a hard time of being able to spell things out. We ask for years, we'll get years down, and then we do research on like the name that we get in the year, maybe the location that they're at. We'll ask yes, no questions. But it's because there's no fear surrounding this anymore. Because we're empowered. And that's really the big takeaway of this episode, is to be empowered in that space. And so am I saying to you, go ahead, what is the age on here? That's my
eight
other
and
question.
Up.
Eight and up. So am I going to go ahead and give this to my son for his, you know, 11th birthday present? Here you go. Here, probably not. Not because of my fear, but because they're not empowered. They don't understand. They're only going to know from the fear that we put out there as a society through 1960s and the religious beliefs that started, and then the 1970s with the movies, and then shows use this. Shows aren't using this as a happy time, let's connect with deceased loved ones. They're using it in episodes that are dark and scary. Not all, but we need to be re-empowered in this space and know that this could be a really cool tool to use if you're opening it the right way, if you're closing it down the right way, and if you're connecting with your own team the right way.
And just at the end of the day, don't ask scary shit. Don't believe everything it says, mm-hmm. and have a good time.
Absolutely.
Like that's what communicating with the spirit world is about. You know, if you want to believe that it's like for demonic possession or oh my God, just don't use it.
Right.
But if you are empowered and you have no fear and it's fun and it's a good time. So change your perspective if you can. And if you can't, then stay away from it. That's cool too.
Absolutely. Join us next week, you guys. We are going to be discussing paranormal investigations. We're going to be discussing different tools that we use on paranormal investigations. We're going to be also talking about how using our psychic abilities and our mediumship abilities almost keep it that we're cheating on those investigations that we're out on. And yet it's all about empowering spirit and empowering the homeowner and empowering the space, giving back to the land. We do all sorts of different aspects of that side of it. But I love some of the ghost stories, and we're going to have a couple people call in and tell us a couple of their ghost stories as well. So join us. Remember, I've got an $88 one-hour reading special for the month of October. We have more specials and deals coming up for November and December. Join us at Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on Transformation Talk Radio as well. Thank you all for joining us, and we will leave you with blessings for a wonderful week. Thank you, you guys.
Bye.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie,
and me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.